Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
This is This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod. I'm Paul Stevenson. Today is May the 23rd, and we'll start on this day in 2003, when Sir Paul McCartney sat down for tea with Vladimir Putin. Yes, the former Beatle met the Russian premier before heading to Red Square for his very first performance in the country. An audience of more than 20,000 people showed up to see the legend perform. On other Macca news, on this day in 1982, an 11-minute film that he and Ringo Starr put together was screened at the Cannes Film Festival in France. Also on that day in 1982, Grateful Dead, Jefferson Starship, Buzz Skaggs, and Country Joe and the Fish played a benefit concert for Vietnam veterans in San Francisco. On this day in 1999, Queen singer Freddie Mercury was honoured in the UK with a new set of Millennium Stamps. Freddie was, of course, a big stamp collector himself, with his collection bought by the post office in 1993. On this day in 1980, Genesis fans turning up to the Roxy Club in LA were surprised to find Phil Collins, Tony Banks and Mike Rutherford in the box office selling the tickets themselves. On this day in 1974, David Bowie released his 8th studio album, Diamond Dogs. The cover featured Bowie as half-man, half-dog in a painting by Belgian artist Guy Pilet. And the album contained the hit single Rebel Rebel, which went top 5 in the UK. On this day in 1968, the Rolling Stones released their single Jumpin' Jack Flash, and it became the group's 7th number 1 here in the UK as well. And we have to say a happy 82nd birthday to the legend that is Bob Dylan. He was born Robert Zimmerman on this day in 1941. But for today's main show, we focus on another birthday, this time from a former guest of Vintage Rock Pod. Yes, born on this day in 1947 was Blue Oyster Cult drummer Albert Bouchard. He was the original drummer with the band and brother of the band's bass player, Joe. In fact, I caught their intimate show last summer when Albert and Joe came to the UK. They played the Hard Rock Cafe in Glasgow. It was a nice little show with a mix of Oyster Cult songs and their own songs as well. Now, Albert featured on the band's classics like Don't Fear the Reaper and Astronomy and Godzilla and sang lead on Cities on Flame with Rock and Roll. Albert is 76 years young today. I spoke with Albert on episode 44 of Vintage Rock Pod, and I'm going to play a fun little clip from that interview now from his time before being in Blue Oyster Cult.
I want to take you right back to the early days and a story that I heard once from when you were about 21, I think it was, when you were playing with a house band and in walked two legendary figures in the form of Jimi Hendrix and Ringo Starr. Now, you said that you don't tend to regret many things, but you certainly regretted that night not asking Jimmy a question. Can you tell us about that story and what happened that night?
Sure. So we were the house band at this club called Steve Paul Scene. It was in Midtown Manhattan, and you know, all the rock stars who would play shows would always go there. It was an after-hours club, so they would always go there. So on this particular night, Ringo, well, first Jimi Hendrix comes in. He goes to the far side of the room. And then Ringo comes in with, I think, just a couple people. And he sits at the other side of the club. So the house manager comes up to me and says, "Hey, why don't you go over and tell Ringo that it's, you know, Jimmy is going to jam later, and tell Ringo that it's okay for him to play your kit." And I said, "Oh, okay, it'd be awesome." And Ringo said, "No, I think I'm going to be a spectator tonight. That's what I want to do." And I said, okay. And then I looked over and I was like, "Oh, should I ask him? Oh, that's going to seem so forward, and you know, maybe the next time." You know, it was the first time that I really gotten, you know, to hang out with Jimmy, you know, at all, and I was too shy to talk to him, to be perfectly honest. Now the next time we all talked to him, and Eric Bloom, who had the van, got to go out in the van and smoke pot with him. So Eric got closer to Jimmy than I did. Yeah. So I always thought that, you know, he would be around. I mean, that was the whole thing. I thought, well, once he knows me better, he'll know, you know, I'm not just some jerk coming and say, "Hey, I want to play drums with you." You know, so, but it never happened. So.
Oh, what a shame. What a shame.
And I'll be back tomorrow with more on this day, rock goodness. So until then, take care.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.